Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Ryan Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Kevon Welch. Kevon is in his senior season and has helped the Tigers win the national championship last year, contributing 55 tackles and being named as an All-ACC honorable mention. Kevon, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Glad to be here.
To start, Kevon, Clemson, you guys are currently in the top four. What do you feel that you guys need to do to repeat as national champions?
Be who we are. Don't try to be something we're not. Don't try to do too much. Take 1 week at a time. Because, you know, when you look ahead, you lose what's in front of you. And we're not a distracted team. We're a focused team. And I feel like we continue to, you know, progress and get better. And we're just trying to get to our next best game. And this game coming up, Louisville, we're just trying to play our best that week and hopefully have a better performance the week after that. We're just trying to get better, man. Just trying to grow as a brotherhood, grow as a team, and the rest will take care of itself.
Kevon, as a senior, how have you taken on a leadership role this season to help underclassmen?
Leadership role has been big for me. I feel like I always been in that leadership role, even coming in as a true freshman and playing early. You know, a lot of guys looked up to me even back then, but it's more bigger now than ever. I'm really now that senior. I never thought that this would be possible. You know, I was once that little freshman listening to, you know, the guys ahead of me, but me being in this leadership role that I'm in now has just been helping me as a player, and the leadership that I take to every film room and every workout and every lift and every conversation that I have with the young guys has done well. The guys, you know, they look up to me, and we encourage each other. Just as much as I motivate them, they motivate me. You know, teaching them what I know, and they going in and actually, you know, doing it. It's a blissful feeling. And you know, I'm at one of the best universities in the world, and to be a leader on this team just as much as last year has been big for us and big for me, and definitely my segment. The way my segment has been playing has been lights out. We got Tanner Muse, you know, another senior, another leader. I have three interceptions. Denzel has an interception in his own, and Nolan Turner, he has like five PBUs already in six games, and I feel like we just playing lights out as a core, as a segment group, and that helped us, you know, play better as a team. The young guys, you know, have confidence in us because, you know, we're very young up front, and the young guys up front, you know, look up to us and look to us to, you know, have their back because we're the safety, and we, you know, we got to make sure that we're the last line of defense, so we got to make the plays that come to us. And that helps and allows, you know, the front end to play free and play well. So this leadership role has been huge for me.
And I know you just mentioned some of the great defenders you guys have in the defensive backfield. How important is it to have a strong relationship with your other defensive backs?
It's very important because it's hard to communicate with guys that, you know, that you don't have a good relationship with or you don't know how to communicate with. The better relationship you have off the field is ultimately going to help you on the field. A lot of our guys, you know, that are in my segment, we're very close. We hang out with each other off the field just as much as on the field. And I learned how to communicate with them through off the field activities. And I feel like ultimately when you have that type of relationship and that type of communication bond with you know, a segment or a player, it helps you better communicate on the field. And that's just, you know, just been a story of our team. The closer we are off the field, the brotherhood we build, you know, with community and family, the better we communicate on the field and the better we play as a team.
What is it like going up against Trevor Lawrence in practice, and how has going up against him helped your development as a player?
Trevor is one of the best players in the country in my eyes, and I'm not just saying that only because, you know, he's on my team. Yes, I do believe that, you know, having a rough start, you know, being a ultimate leader on this team and being that, you know, that vocal guy and, you know, him taking on a role. Not everybody, you know, going to play a perfect game. But I do believe that as the great player he is, he has performed well enough for us to win it and be 6-0. So he couldn't have been that bad, I believe. But I truly believe that he's the best player in the country. And going against him every practice is better for us on game day. Every rep that we go against him, every throw that he makes on 1-on-1, whether it's 7-on-7, no matter what it is, it's an NFL throw. And when you got that type of look, it gives you more confidence when you can stop it or when you can't, because you know that it's not going to get any better. And you know that whatever he brings to the table, you know that no team in the country can match that. So it's good. It's a good feeling, you know, going into each and every practice, knowing that you're going to get the best out of him and what he brings to the table. And it's only going to better you as a player, as a unit, as a team.
And in addition to having one of the best players in the country in Trevor Lawrence, Kevon, you also have head coach Dabo Sweeney. What's it like playing under him, and can you describe your relationship with him?
It's a great feeling playing with a man that, you know, has it all and knows, you know, how to talk to his players and knows how to build team and communicate well. You know, Coach Sweeney has been a great influence in my life, and whether that's on the field or off the field, helping me, you know, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, and definitely physically, has been huge. Him being, you know, the man that he is, and you know, somewhat like a father figure, because he cares about you genuinely, whether you can play football for him or not. He truly, honestly cares about you, and that's a good feeling knowing that you go into a program where you can count on the coach to worry about you off the field, because, you know, there's a lot of coaches out there that don't, you know, could care less about what you do for them off the field. They only care about what you do for them on the field. But he's a coach that cares about, you know, the classroom. He's a coach that cares about your personal life and your well-being. And it's a good feeling, because it's like, you know, you want to go all out for him. And when you have that type of man leading, you know, you to, you know, to a game and through a program, it makes you want to lay it on the line for him and play for him, because he believes in us so much, and we're, you know, as a team, we're thankful and we're grateful for him. And me personally, he just, you know, helped me mold me into the man I am today and the player that I am today.
Kevon, at what point did it really click for you and you start to realize that you can make a huge impact on this defense?
I really believe that I can make an impact fall camp of my true freshman year. My true freshman year, I was, you know, we had just lost McKenzie, Jayron, TJ Green, like three great forces on defense. I felt like that we lost when I first came in, and it was a lot of talent that we had to replace. And I feel like coming in as a true freshman, and, you know, me being in a role that I was in and me playing as well as I was during fall camp and fall practice, you know, going against Hunter Renfrow and Artavis Scott and Mike Williams and actually doing well, checking those guys, I knew that, you know, I would be a force to reckon with. I knew that with my ability, I can really help the team based off of what I was going to work through practice. And I always tell people, you know, Deshaun Watson, also a great quarterback, just as much as Trevor Lawrence. And me having great NFL caliber quarterbacks has also helped me develop as a player. And me going against Deshaun Watson, him throwing against me 1-on-1s, 7-on-7, 11-on-11, team on team. And me going out there, getting interceptions and PBUs and, you know, building my confidence through that, my freshman year of fall camp, I knew that, you know, I was in the right spot and right place to be to, you know, make an impact for that defense.
And Kavon, we've seen you make a huge impact this year. For those who don't know, what type of role do you play on this Clemson defense?
Hey, man, it's kind of funky. You can really throw me anywhere. And I feel like that's truly where I've been my senior year and my junior year. I feel like my junior year, I played mostly, you know, safety, strong safety. And I basically, you know, was the guy that was high all the time. But this year, I've been a lot more, you know, within the linebacker position, D-line position, safety position, corner position. I've been thrown all over the place. And I feel like I bring that versatility, you know, to the defense and to any team I play on. And I would say that I am a safety or hybrid safety or whatever you like to call it. I believe that I'm a playmaker. And I believe that wherever you put me, I can go out there and make an impact and make a play, no matter what position I'm in. But definitely the position I'm in probably will most likely be hybrid safety.
What is the feeling like to win not one, but two national championships? And what does Clemson have to do this year to win the national championship?
Honestly, I don't feel like we have to really do much as far as focus on what we can't control. Every week is a big week. Every game is the biggest game of the year. And I feel like the mentality that we have and that we bring to each week and each game is the reason why we get to that national championship level. We got a lot of leaders on this team. Just like in previous years, we had a lot of leaders on that team, NFL leaders and guys that are actually leading in the NFL right now. We had a lot of guys to help the team. The staff, the training, the nutritionists, everybody plays a part in building a championship team. And we take pride in who we are. We take pride in, you know, cleaning up after ourselves, you know, whether we at the movies or out eating. We take pride in, you know, just doing the little things in the uncommon way. And practice is huge on us. And we take every practice as if it's a game, because as a player, you never know when it's going to be your last play. You know, football is 100% retirement rate. So you have to make every play count. And it's all about your mentality, though. Our mentality as a team, our mentality as a unit, and more specifically, a mentality as in each individual player on our team is the reasons why I believe that we make it so far. We're very confident in our ability. We know what we're capable of. And we feel like when we apply all phases to each game, offense, defense, special teams, we become an unstoppable best team in the country type of caliber team. And every national championship team that I've been on, and even the ones we lost, we had great leadership, great mentality going into every week. And we had great coaches and great leaders, you know, leading us, you know, to do our best, whether that's on the field or off the field. When we have that mentality that, you know, we can play whoever and be whoever as long as we don't lose to Clemson, we feel like that the national championship trophy is in our grasp at all times.
Kavon, we've seen you make a lot of progression so far throughout your career, especially this season. What did you work on in the offseason in order to improve your game?
I actually was talking to my mom about this earlier. I feel like that I've been playing so good and so well is because I've been playing free. I don't have the weight of the shoulders of my family. I don't have the weight of the shoulders of the NFL. I'm just being that kid, that senior in high school that earned all those scholarships to play at these universities just by having fun. I basically, you know, wiped my shoulders off of, you know, all the weights that I had and actually focused and locked in on what was important. And that important mindset was to have fun. I'm actually having fun with the game. I play free. I play with no stress. And it's a better and very relieving feeling when you know that no matter what the outcome is, you just that kid again playing ball. And I feel like that's the answer to, you know, why I've been playing so well. Just me seeding my spirit off the field. And this off season, I've been, you know, in the word of Jesus Christ heavy, and me finding out who I was and my worth and who I am as a person has helped me on the field. So to answer your question, man, just me getting the mental and spiritual phases of my life intact this offseason has helped me well this season, because I feel like, you know, anybody can physically, you know, get faster, stronger, and lift and run every day. But what truly is going to take you over the top is, you know, your spiritual growth with who you are and your inner self. So my offseason focus was to, you know, just spiritually just get my life intact. And I feel like that's the answer to your question and what's helped me to play well and stay free.
Kevon, what is the importance for you of being named to the ACC Honor Roll 3 times in a row?
It's big for me. I come, you know, from a family that don't have a lot of opportunities to go to these D1 universities. So I feel like that is my duty and my goal to make the most out of every opportunity. And whether, you know, that's in, on the field or off the field. And it's just as much as time I'm spending watching film and learning my opponent and learning, you know, what I can do to better myself on the field is the same thing I'm doing, you know, studying and, you know, practice tests, taking notes, note cards, and just being locked in academically as well. Is you know, the reason why I feel like I've excelled, because one thing about being excellent, the only way to be excellent in one thing is to be excellent in all things. And I feel like when you take the ability to maximize all your opportunities in your academics or on the field, you ultimately, you know, are excellent in all phases of life.
And Kevon, coming into college your senior year, what was it about Clemson that you made you say, all right, this is where I want to play for the next 4 years?
The culture and the way the program was going. You could just feel it. And it's different than any other university I visit. And I can't really explain the feeling that I felt because every situation for every person is different. And I just felt like it was my calling to be at Clemson University. As soon as I stepped on the campus, the players that were here were very genuine, very kind, and very authentic in who they are. And I feel like the coaches were the same way. They didn't sugarcoat. They didn't, you know, disguise themselves to be this great coach or this great person. They just was being themselves. And I feel like when I came to this university, I can best grow as a man. And it's this program that we have called Paul Journey. And when I got here as a true freshman, Paul Journey has really impacted me off the field. It's the saying that we go by, it's called fifth quarter. And that fifth quarter is when that football is flat. And when that football is flat, that means life has hit you. And that program was in place, you know, on my visit here. And it really touched me as a person, because I didn't want to pick a university that just only helped me as a player. I wanted to pick a university that helped me, you know, as a man. And I felt like this university was the best fit for me.
Kevon, do you have a favorite memory from your collegiate career so far?
There's so many great moments, man. Just seeing my brothers go out there and score their first touchdowns. And man, I feel like the most special moment, you got to say the national championship in 2018. Being a starter on a 15-0 national championship team, never been done in the playoff era, the best ever, was a great feeling. You know, just knowing that you've never been beaten, knowing that you are basically untouchable, and knowing that you're going to be remembered forever on the 2018 Clemson football team, and just being a starter on that defense, man, winning that game 44-16, you know there's no way they can come back. It's just special, you know, holding that trophy, catching that trophy. There's no moment that can top that so far for me.
And Kavon, we know playing in the ACC and college football playoff, you guys have gone against a ton of top-tier offenses. In your career, who do you say stands out as the best offense you've had to face?
We go against a lot of great offense. And each year is different, man. I know my true freshman year versus Pittsburgh when we lost, when they made a game-winning field goal. When we still won that national championship that year, 2016, I felt like that offense was crazy. Yeah. James Conner, they really didn't have any, like, you know, big names as far other than James Conner, but just the way they operated as an offense and the togetherness they played with made it real hard for us as a defense. And I feel like that offense was a team to be reckoned with. Last year, you know, Alabama team. Even though the score didn't look like they had a great offense, they were by far the best, you know, wide receiver core I've ever seen. And just the way they run their routes, the efficient they were as an offense, running the ball and passing the ball, and the way they was blocking and how well detailed they were. They were a little crazy. Last year, Texas A&M, the way that Kellamar, you know, ripped our defense. So I'll definitely say those three teams.
You recently completed an internship with Cisco and also the NFL. What was that like for you?
It was life-changing. Knowing that I have an opportunity to be given a job right after football, that type of security is great. It was amazing, man. I can't even explain the feeling I had when I got to that NFL office in Manhattan, New York, going into the headquarters and me actually, you know, being in the corporate world, being in a suit and actually, you know, networking and building my brand. It has been a life-changing experience. Even at Cisco, being in Raleigh, North Carolina, and being adjustable to the corporate world, it's a good feeling to know that, you know, when football is all said and done, I still have something to fall back on. And it's just giving me that sense of security that I have to, you know, still make money even with or without a football.
And Kavon, talking about the NFL part of things for your future, what would you want GMs or scouts to know about your game?
To know that they're going to get a player that is very competitive, man. Just go out and go get it each and every play, each and every snap. Each and every weight lift, each and every meeting, they're going to get a high character guy. They're going to get a versatile player that knows all the game of football. I can teach a defense, offense, special teams. I feel like I have a high IQ in football. I know what the D-line is doing. I know what the linebackers are doing. I know what, you know, the offensive line is doing with certain plays. And I just feel like I have a knack for the game. And I feel like, you know, going into the NFL, you're going to get a player that is committed, high character guy, high football IQ, and a person that's going to change your locker room. I feel like, you know, me being a leader that I am, me, you know, going to soon to be a rookie on the team, I still feel like I can make a huge impact if it's, you know, I was a veteran on that team. So, you know, that's the answer I have to that question.
If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Currently, as an active player, I want to be trained by Jamal Adams. He's a great leader. He's a high character guy. High football IQ guy, and he's been a force to be reckoned with since he was a rookie for the Jets. And a guy that's retired that I will never be trained by is Charles Woodson. You know, he was the only defensive player that I can think of to win a Heisman. And he has been an idol for me growing up since I can remember, man. And him playing you know, for my favorite NFL team, Green Bay Packers, him being that force on that defense, him being that leader, he has impacted me and motivated me a lot as a player. So I definitely picked those two to train me.
And Kevon, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Just be who you are. Always know that football is going to end and you're more than just football. A lot of times I grew up thinking that football was all I had, but as I got older, I know that I'm way more than football. And football is not who I am. I just use football to help put me in a position, you know, to better benefit my life. For every, you know, recruit out there in high school, just know that, you know, just find a hobby, find out what you truly love, and never change, and always be who you are, and continue to, you know, keep God first, and find yourself seriously, man. That's the only advice I can give.
We appreciate your time, Kevon. That was Kevon Wallace from Clemson Tigers, and we can't wait to see you on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.